Today's a special day.
Why is today a special day?
Today is
Talk It Out.
Tuesday?
Yeah, it's
Talk It Out.
Tuesday.
Okay, let's talk it out.
All right, let's keep talking it out.
Talking it out.
Talk it out.
Tell me what's on your mind.
You really want to know?
Go ahead. Just let it all out.
Let it all out.
Okay, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
And what a day it is going to be, I tell you. Hey, log on to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Speaking of questions, we'll also have a question, a text question, give you a chance to win a $25 certificate to El Adobe Cafe. So you better be paying attention to what's going on around here. But today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, is should the CCP be banned from owning any property in the U.S.? Should they be banned? They're actually working on this in Texas. God bless Texas, I tell you. Yesterday's poll question, should Nevada teachers have to wear body cameras so we can see what's actually going on? Because what we're being told is going on is not exactly accurate. So, should Nevada teachers have to wear body cameras? 57% of those participating said yes, they should. Interesting. Here's something else that is interesting for you. The Axelson Foundation, big events this weekend. Last minute notice for you here. We had to cancel the shooting events because, well, there's a lack of ammo out there. Imagine that. Imagine that. It's been building up for a while. But there's always a but in there. The long range shooting course on Saturday, it's actually going to happen now. That's right. It has been opened. There is a few spots still available because they're taking the spots that were already filled. They're bringing those back and they're opening up a few others. So how about that? Love that. Space is available. If you want more information or you want to register to take the course, just email Jerry Evans at jerry@evansbroadcast.com. jerry@evansbroadcast.com. Okay? It's that easy. We have an extremely serious situation going on right now. If you look at the border, okay, we have had a massive increase in people who, well, they're breaking the law. It's that easy. They are breaking the law coming in to this country. Hundreds of thousands. In March, about 128,000. Got to test the waters with Biden. In April, we're now up to about 160,000. May tipped the charts. May tipped the charts. 180,000 illegals crossing the border in the month of May. And yet they want to focus on COVID. That, you know, oh, look at the numbers. Let's look at the numbers at the border that the vice president refuses to go to. Let's look at those numbers. Because here's what you need to be aware of. This regime, keep in mind, remember that you sign up for the military, You follow directions. You follow orders. But who's giving those orders? Who is giving those orders? Because the Biden regime of the American CCP, I mean, of the American CP party, ACP, we'll call it the ACP, is launching a domestic terrorism strategy that is targeting anti-government ideology, white supremacy, and a whole lot more. This is coming from American Military News. So, what is domestic terrorism? Antifa is domestic terrorism. BLM is domestic terrorism. The Sunrise Movement is a minor form of domestic terrorism, teaching the kids to be more radical, to stand up and spit in the face of police. Yeah, they actually show Antifa and BLM videos to these kids to teach them how to do this. That's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about is people like me, people like you, people who are standing up to government authority, people who are standing up to take our country back. That is who they are going to be targeting. Not the criminals who are actually going out and burning things down. Or attempting to, like our own Reno, city of Reno building. Yeah, remember the fire? Well, it was nice that we had the story today of the flag being returned. But are we going to be able to trust our military? Here's another story from American Military News. U.S. troops are forced to segregate by race and sex for privilege walks. What the hell is a privilege walk? Well, Senator Tom Cotton, boy, once again, Senator Tom Cotton, he's the one that, you know, pretty much got us all started before we were supposed to be aware of COVID-19 coming out of China. He warned us. He said, you know what? Military's looking at this. Why are we not talking about it? Interesting. Well, now he is highlighting the mandatory racially charged training sessions that are taking place within the military. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, not going to say he was on trial, but he was at a Senate hearing. You got to love those whistleblowers. They're coming forward. And the whistleblower called into a tip line. One Marine told us a military history training session was replaced with mandatory training on police brutality, white privilege, and systemic racism. He reported that several officers are now leaving his unit, citing that training. Good for them. Another service member said that their unit was required to read White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo, which claims white people raised in Western society are conditioned in a white supremacist worldview. What? That's funny, because in 1966, when I was born, I was raised by my parents, and especially by my mother, to understand that I was no better than anyone else, and to never put myself above anyone else. So I don't know where they're teaching this, but it sure as hell wasn't in my household. In a third example, Cotton said that a member of the U.S. Special Operation community said that they were instructed that U.S. Special Operations, that community is racist. The entire U.S. Army is racist. This is what our military men and women are being taught by this administration, by these people who swear an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States and to protect our people, our borders. And this is what they're being taught. Do you think Senator Masto or Senator Rosen are going to be commenting on this, that it's a bad thing? Probably not.
This is not headline news. Production started on the Sex and the City revival. I can't wait to watch Carrie, Charlotte, and Miranda discuss love, life, and men. A pause. Some Billie Eilish fans are turning on her and trashing her merch after she supposedly insulted them. What part of I'm the bad guy don't they understand? A Quiet Place Part 2 became the first movie to cross the $100 million mark since the pandemic. Reached for comment, the stars of the movie said, Texas will build its own border wall. It'll look like the U.S. border wall, but it'll be topped with longhorn skulls and giant belt buckles. And you won't need a mask at the Disney theme parks if you're vaccinated. But remember, you will need to take out a second mortgage to pay for tickets, parking, and food. This is not headline news.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, a little communications mishap, so we do not have Scott McKay. We're trying to track him down, even though he was reminded twice yesterday that he had the interview at 11:08. But we will get him on, and I will let you know when he will be joining us. Just a couple of quick texts here, because this is your show, 884-9910, talk and text line. You need to do an expose on which judges in our region are left-leaning. Wow, that would be a very, very long list. Yeah, we have quite a few judges that are left-leaning. And all you can do is you can look at their verdicts. You know, look at the Nevada Supreme Court. I mean, we try to get the information out, and yet, again, it all boils back to Dominion and making people understand the important issues. You know, Elliot Sattler. Judge Elliot Sattler. He, conservative judge, didn't make it. And a left-leaning judge won that seat that he was running for. You know, I try to give the information, but it always gets you. Do we have that many liberals that are taking over our elections? Was the local number skewed at all? Because when you look at the big picture of ballot fraud in the swing states, you can't just look at the presidential race. You have to look at all of the races, all of them. Because how do these things continue to be kept in place? By the Republicans and the Democrats that are put into office. By the left-leaning judges that refuse to hear cases. Everything is embedded. And everything has been infiltrated. As I receive the emails and texts over and over again, there is no party system. There's no Democrat government. There's no Republican government. There's no independent government. It's just government. That's what it boils down to. I mean, we see the cases here in Nevada all the time. Look at how many things the Republicans have signed on to for Democrat bills. That say, oh, you know, we talked, and if I vote on this one, they'll vote on mine coming up in this. And you know what? It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. Oh, we'll go back and change it in the next one when we have control. Yeah, you're not going to get control in the next one. This is why you do not sign on to bills that you don't believe in. You just don't do it. We can't have raffles in this state. Simple raffles to raise money for nonprofit organizations because Republicans went along with Democrats. Tried to get it reversed, put something together to have that fixed, amended, never even got a hearing in this legislative session. Never even made it out of the drawer, literally. So that's what you're going to hear. You're going to hear the excuse. Oh, the next session, when we're in control, when we're in control. We need to be in control. We, the people. That's why between now and filing day, you need to start listening to people who say that they're running for Secretary of State. They're running for Senate or Assembly. You need to be grilling these people. The cowards, they will wait until March of next year when it's time to file. So you don't have the time to do any research, because they don't want to be asked the tough questions. They don't want to give you the answers that give you time to do your research, because the media is not going to do it. You need to do your research.
Younger, smarter, better, FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Today's poll question, should the CCP be banned from owning any property in the U.S.? Finally, somebody's putting a bill to do something about it coming out of Texas. Absolutely love it. Yesterday's poll question, should Nevada teachers have to wear body cameras? 57% said yes. We need to do something. You know, maybe not body cameras because, well, they can be messed with. Actually, any technology can be messed with. But we are at the will of technology now. Been warned. Gosh, I remember when I lived back in Virginia in my younger days. And there was a question between the city, you know, did they want to put cameras up on the streets to curtail crime? Should have listened to the privacy advocates then, because literally 30 years ago was the start of all this. Technology has changed the landscape. Thank you so much for the text and a good idea. I think a classroom camera is needed. Body cameras, teachers can forget to turn them on, cover them up. But today's brave new world, room cameras are needed. And SB controlled by an outside agency, fully vested. Well, and I would hope vetted. That is a good idea. And so you don't have to obscure kids' faces or anything like that. Have it at the back of the room, facing the teacher. We have to know what's going on. So thank you for that text. Appreciate your thoughts on that. Looking at a few other things. This is coming out of the National Pulse this morning. Once a conspiracy theory. I love when articles start like that. The media told you it was a conspiracy theory. The same media, like CNN, who is rehiring Mr. Tubin for their legal analyst because he didn't have anything, you know, questionable in his past, even though he was caught on camera during a Zoom meeting pleasuring himself. He must be doing stories on or looking into the validity of the SHARE program. Yeah, well, I forgot the camera was on. But said that's never happened before. Well, he's back at CNN. So you see how our media works. Once a conspiracy theory, vaccine passports just deployed in Europe. And CNN wants Americans to sign up too. I don't think so. I do not think so. Created virus, controlled by the media to put the fear of God into you and death, manufactured poisonous vaccine with the goal of vaccinating everybody when, it's not a fatal disease. Now vaccine passports. Are you starting to catch up here? Yeah. Everything is being thrown at you right now. School districts. It's not just the Washoe County School District. No. We see it everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. And I love the videos of the moms and the dads and the teachers that are standing up and saying, no, you will not be teaching my child this garbage. And if you attempt to, then we're taking them out of school. Because you know what? They live and die by that money. Your child is just a dollar sign. So I want to let you know that there is a free workshop coming up. How to pull your child out of the public school system. Protect your child from critical race theory indoctrination. It's more than just that. It's more than just that. You will learn how easy it is for parents here in Washoe County and in all of our rurals, homeschool, co-opt classes, private school choices, online learning. If you want your child to have a real education, you know, math, science, the stuff that they are going to need to survive in a world that is focusing on education. Why do you think China focuses on education? Because that's how important it is to them. 84% negative feedback on critical race theory, and the school board is still moving forward. But they're putting it into a task force now. So once again, going behind the parents' backs. So when is this special event going to be? Put it on your calendar. It's going to be Wednesday night, July 14th at 5 p.m. at the Spirit-Filled Church in Sparks. Lots of speakers, but the keynote speaker is going to be Joey Gilbert, homeschool parent. You're going to also hear from a lot of other groups that are trying to get the word out about the education system here in Nevada. If you want to be a part of it, again, July 14th, Wednesday night, 5 o'clock, Spirit-Filled Church in Sparks. If you need any more information, please always feel free to contact me. 884-9910, talk and text line. Texting being very important. And Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Why am I so concerned about the text question? Because I want you to text me the answer to this question within 90 seconds at 884-9910 to win a $25 tab at the El Adobe Cafe. So, here we go. During the Armstrong and Getty show, they broadcast live for 4 hours. Must be nice. But then they continue their show with their podcast. What do they call their podcast? What is that fifth hour called? 884-9910. Can of one in the last 30 days. You got 90 seconds. Go.
It's summertime, 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 summertime. Let's shut them books and throw away. Say goodbye to.
You know, Sunday is the official start of summer. Yes, the summer solstice. Can't wait. Can't wait for those above 100 degree temperatures, triple digits. Yeah, but you know what? Get out and enjoy it while you can. I don't know what's going to be coming in the next few months. I just know that you have to be prepared for anything. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. New CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization finds a higher number of observed than expected myocarditis, pericarditis, that's heart inflammation, cases in 16 to 24-year-olds, 30 days after receiving either the Pfizer or the Moderna shots. For the most part, J&J has been pulled. So, cases 16 to 24-year-olds. Now they want 15 and under given the shot. And there's a whole lot of people that want it mandatory. It's called extermination. And it's all been planned. And the CDC, you know, those people that we are supposed to trust are finally catching up. With everything that is being thrown at you, just know that if we don't take our stand now, honestly, I try to be optimistic, but I don't know if we can rectify it. And that's scary. Especially with the people who control the military. Just saying. Remember the words of the oath. Because when you take the oath, you pledge and swear your allegiance to the Constitution, not to the man or woman pretending to wield the power of the government. Because we are the government, you and me. And at some point, they're going to have to be reminded of that. Just saying. Earlier, I was talking about a story that liberal judges are taking advantage and people are getting hurt because they're letting criminals go. And it has to stop. The immigration, the illegal immigration has to stop. Bringing refugees over from other countries has to stop. Especially with what the media is putting out. Because all of this constant race baiting by the powers that be, it's taking its toll. It is definitely taking its toll. This is out of CDP. A 14-year-old Fargo girl was brutally strangled and beaten by a stranger, leading people to actually wonder if race baiting is taking hold and starting to bear fruit. The Gateway Pundit reported that she was murdered by a complete stranger this last Friday when she was out skateboarding. Yeah. 23-year-old Arthur Prince Coley violently attacked her. And just so you know, he was on probation for a 2017 conviction of assault. He also pled guilty to discharging a firearm within city limits, possessing a firearm as a felon, and possessing drug paraphernalia. Another one of those law-abiding citizens, I suppose, that are going to be just handing over all of their firearms when the Biden administration, the ATF, and all of his minions push confiscation and registration. Just thought I'd leave you on that high note. Big congratulations going out to Mitch in Dayton. Picks himself up a $25 gift certificate to El Adobe Cafe. And he knew the answer to our question. What is the fifth hour, or the podcast hour, the Armstrong and Getty Show? Well, it was just that easy for him. One more thing. Hey, I've got some great news, because this weekend is the Axelson Foundation annual golf tournament, commemorative golf tournament, and shooting event. Well, the shooting event side had to be canceled because there's a lack of ammunition, and people have to have so many rounds to go out. But the good news is, I was just informed of this morning, there is space available, and the long-range portion of the shooting is going to happen. So that is very cool. Long-range shooting course is on Saturday, and if you want more information or you want to register and take part, because there are only so many slots, you can email my boss, Jerry Evans, at jerry@evansbroadcast.com. That's Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, at evansbroadcast.com. If you want to take part in the long-range shooting on Saturday. It's a great organization. It's an amazing foundation. And it just goes to show how we take care of each other. And when we get rid of government, we do it better than they ever could. Farmers and ranchers begging the Biden administration, begging them for help. So what is Texas going to do? They're going to build their own border wall. All that funding that was put in place smartly to protect the citizens of this country, yeah, that was all removed by the Biden regime and sent to other places. Just saying. Could it be part of the $188.5 million that's being sent to Pakistan? Is it part of the money that the commander and fake is saying is going to go towards global infrastructure? Yeah. A $40 trillion Build Back Better for the World plan. Wait a minute. Build Back Better. Isn't that what the UN and the World Economic Forum uses? Build Back Better? I really, really, really want to hear from a Biden supporter. Somebody who voted for Biden, even though all the truth was put out about his shenanigans in the Ukraine and Hunter Biden's laptop. That's been proven to be his laptop, even by Hunter Biden himself. All these emails coming out. Still trying to go through the email dump from WikiLeaks. It is huge. But that's the wonderful thing about the truth. It always comes out, especially on the Monica Jay Show. Have a great day.